I love quilters. I love quilters.
Quilters is my school. Quilters is my school.
Quilters is amazing. Quilters is amazing.
Everyone's happy here. Everyone's happy here.
Number one, I am really pleased with our colouring because it was really bright and eye-catching.
Number two, I would change the pictures down the side and change the questions and answers on because the paper was white.
Number three, it was appropriate for two of the questions. However, one of the questions was sort of about the Greeks, which you learn about in Year 6.
Number four, I believe it would appeal to others because the pictures stood out and the colouring was bright.
I found doing it on my own hard. I found thinking of the questions and answers easy.
I found putting the buzzer in hard. I found colouring it easy.
What is the English name for the Roman Testudo?
A. Turtle. B. Tortoise Formation. The answer is...
Tortoise Formation. Question 2. What was the Roman god Mars's Greek name?
A. Apollo. B. Ares. The answer is Ares.
Question number 3. Do the Roman legions each have the same shield?
A. No. B. Yes. The answer is...
No.
Today we're talking about our Roman quiz board evaluation. There was a lot of detail in it. I would change the space because lots of people were commenting, space it out a bit.
It was appropriate because in our last piece of work, we discussed it would be for children 7 to 11. Because in Year 4, we have been learning about the Romans, so it was the questions we have learnt.
I believe it would appeal to others because it was very attractive and shiny, so people would enjoy the appearance.
I found putting the circuit together quite difficult because we had to change the buzzer, and putting the detail on was quite easy because our colours matched on our drawing of it.
When was Boudicca's rebellion against the Romans?
A. 61 AD. B. 99 BC.
The answer was A. 61 AD.
When did the Romans invade Britain?
A. 44 AD. B. 43 AD.
The answer was B. 43 AD.
How many soldiers are in a legion? A. 500. B. 999.
The answer was A. 5.
What language did the Romans speak? A. Latin. B. Italian.
The answer was A.
I'm really pleased it's working correctly because lots of people struggled.
I was pleased with the colours that we chose because they looked nice.
I'm pleased with Evie's ideas because they made it even better.
I would change it by adding a light bulb for correct and buzzer for wrong.
Question 1. Who invaded Britain 3 times but failed? A. Julius Caesar or B. Claudius?
The answer is A. Julius Caesar.
What did the Romans use to wipe their bums with off toilet?
A. A sponge on a stick or B. Leaf?
It was A. A sponge on a stick. What did the rich Romans live in to keep safe? A. Insul or B. Dumber? A. Insul.
I love quilters. I love quilters.
Quilters.
is my school. Filters is my school.
Filters is amazing. Filters is amazing.
We have been enjoying reading a variety of poems in Year 3. This is a poem that has a lot of imagery in. We used it to write our poems about a volcano. The storm dragon is stirring. His warmth begins to rise. His mighty tail now starts to thrash. His fiery breath to flare and flash. There's menace in his eyes. The storm dragon is fading, exhausted from his blast. His rasping breath has no more spark. As sunlight pushes through the dark, his rage is spent at last.
The volcano awoke menacingly and rumbled the earth. Deadly contempt stirred fiercely and slithered down the mountainside like a snake. The volcano is an angry beast fighting violently. The volcano is raging, punishing the helpless trees. He breathes an ashen grey blanket among the scorched greens. The raging beast is shaking, knocking the ground, not ready to snore. The place is ablaze beneath the raging roar. The world's roof is ablaze. The volcano is fading, exhausted from its blast. Its rasping breath has no more heat, collapsing in a heap as slumber takes the beast once more.
The volcanic beast crept out of his slumber. Dangerous explosions came out quickly. Magma, smoky ash and poisonous gas blast out of the big spitting volcano. Spit, splat, splot. Golden lava pours out. Lava, rocks and fire pours. Powerful explosions burning towns, lava swishing and swashing, rocks falling. Slowly and slowly, volcano calms its anger, spent, sleeping, growing still.
Slowly, the volcanic beast awakens. Magma began to boil like a kettle. His belly began to rumble. In the pit of its stomach, the magma burned the rocks, rising closer to the crater, ready to erupt. Crackle, bang, splat, whoosh, boom. The volcanic beast is awakened, spitting out lava like a dragon breathing fire.
We enjoy learning, we enjoy learning.
We are the Key Voice crew. We would just like to say thank you for voting.
Thank you for taking part if you did.
We have received over 6,500 votes.
In third place is Gale Force.
In second place is
Solo Singer.
In first place,
drum roll please,
the winner of Key Voice this year is
I don't want to be afraid, the deeper that I go. It takes my breath away, soft hearts, electric cells. Heart to heart and eyes to eyes, is this taboo? Baby, we built this house on memories. Take my picture now, shake it till you see it. And when my fantasies become your legacies, promise me a place in your house of memories.
We've been studying South America and the rainforest in Year 5. Deforestation is a big problem in the Amazonian rainforest, destroying habitats and having an adverse effect on ecosystems. This is a poem about deforestation.
This is a poem called There's a Monster in My Forest.
There's a monster in my kitchen and I don't know what to do. It's wicked going on and a snake-like tail too.
Claw so sharp and beastly could tear a child in two. It ripped our chalkboard off the wall and knocked over our stew.
It ground all the bones from our summer barbecue. Perhaps this beast is here to feast, but what on who?
There's a monster in my kitchen and it's feeding me with fear. Oh, monster in the shadows, please tell me why you're here.
There's a monster in my forest and I don't know what to do. I turn my hand to ash to instead grow something new.
Feed for chicken, pigs and cows to sell more meat to you. As our forest disappears, their evil empire grew.
They think they are unstoppable. We pray this isn't true. The real cause of what they're doing, if only the whole world knew.
There's a monster in my forest and it's filling me with fear. It is putting us all in danger. To warn you is why I'm here.
A jaguar in my kitchen, now I do know what to do. We'll eat more plants and veggies and we'll swap meat for bean stew or barbecue tofu.
For some other warrior from here to Timbuktu. A jaguar in my kitchen, now I know what to do. We'll stop these deadly monsters so our planet can renew.
Michelle Harrison is a famous author who's won many awards and has written many books. Our school has the privilege of her coming to see us on World Book Day.
The Year 6s and some of the Year 5s have had the opportunity to read her books, and now we have the chance to meet her. Here is a review for two of her books.
Our first review is for A Pinch of Magic
by Michelle Harrison, level 4.9 and 12 points. My rating is 5 stars, and the age is Year 4 to Year 6. It's a magic, adventure and mystery book. I recommend this because it has a great storyline with lots of twists and turns. The Widdershin family is extremely unlucky, with three young girls being the main character. Betty Widdershin is a 13-year-old girl with one older sister named Fliss, age 16, and a little sister named Charlie, age 6. Betty wishes for adventure, Charlie wishes for chocolate and fairy friends, and Fliss wishes for true love and looking perfect. With their mother gone and their father in prison, they have to help around the pub with their nan. Wanting to know their past and write their own future, the sisters discover three magical items that could twist their lives forever. A mirror that can help you see anyone you wish, a bag that if you turn inside out, you can go anywhere you want, and lastly, a doll that if you put a personal item belonging to someone, they'll turn invisible. Will they save themselves from their future, or will they trigger the curse keeping them trapped in Crowstone? Our second review is for One Wish
by Michelle Harrison, level 4.9, and it is 12 points. My rating is 5 stars, and it is an adventure magical book. I really enjoy this book because it has a great storyline and lots of twists and turns. This book is about a girl called Tonya and a dog called Oberon. Tonya has a second sight, which means she can see fairies. On her adventure, she meets a boy called Ratty. She also discovers he has a second sight too, but also discovers a terrible secret. Will she save Ratty, or will she put his life in peril?